All right, so we're diving deep into sauce lead generation today.
And we've got some great material from Reach Marketing. They really seem to get the whole B2B thing.
Absolutely. And it's important to have a guide in this space,
Sure.
because sauce, it's not like selling, I don't know, shoes or something.
Right.
It's all about that subscription, that ongoing relationship with the customer.
Yeah, you're not just trying to make that one-time sale.
Exactly. You've got to keep the momentum going.
It's all about that recurring revenue, right?
Exactly. In fact, Reach Marketing, they actually say that lead generation is essential for the success and growth of a sauce company.
Well, yeah.
It sounds obvious when you say it like that, but
Sure.
it's easy to forget how crucial that constant flow of leads is, especially in sauce.
Totally. And I've seen it firsthand. I was talking to this founder a while back. They had this amazing project management tool. I mean, the design was beautiful, super intuitive to use,
Oh, yeah.
but they put all their energy into the product itself.
And almost no effort into actually finding people to use it.
Oh, I've seen that so many times. That's a classic. And that's where Reach Marketing comes in, right? They don't just throw some generic advice at you. They actually address the common mistakes even seasoned sauce companies make. Like, everyone wants a low cost per lead, which, fair enough. But are you even targeting the right people to make that cost worthwhile?
Targeting, don't even get me started.
It's a jungle out
I
there.
once spent like hours segmenting this audience for an ad campaign.
Oh, I bet.
Felt like a marketing genius.
Turns out a good chunk of the data was ancient history.
Oh no.
What a reality check that was.
Ouch. Yeah, and that's another thing Reach Marketing really hits on, the accuracy of your data.
You've got to start with good ingredients.
Exactly. It's like you said, garbage in, garbage out.
Right.
Doesn't matter how brilliant your strategy is, if your data is flawed, you're sunk.
It's like building a house on a foundation of sand.
Perfect analogy.
So we've got lead generation as crucial for SaaS. Check. Good data and smart targeting. Check, check.
What else?
What else does Reach Marketing see as essential?
Well, they go through a whole range of services they offer.
Building those super targeted lists we talked about, email campaigns that convert, But it's not just about the tactics themselves. They really emphasize understanding the whole lead generation funnel.
You know what I mean?
Okay, the lead generation funnel.
Sounds a little buzzwordy, but I'm guessing it's important.
Right, it can sound like jargon, but it's actually pretty straightforward. Just picture a funnel, right? And you're guiding potential customers through different stages, from the first time they even hear about your sauce all the way to, fingers crossed,
Hopefully subscribing.
exactly, hitting that subscribe button. And Reach Marketing's point is you need different strategies for each stage of that journey.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all marketing kind of deal.
Exactly. You got to meet people where they're at,
Makes sense?
tailor your approach.
Okay, so what are some of those specific strategies they highlight? Because I'm sure they've got a few up their sleeve.
Oh, they have a ton.
It's a whole rundown, 78 strategies they list out.
78.
Yeah,
Wow.
but obviously we don't have time to go through all of them.
Right.
But let's focus on a few that I think are particularly relevant to SaaS that they really emphasize.
Love it.
One of the big ones is website optimization, which I know.
It sounds basic.
Yeah, it sounds kind of basic, but they're not just talking about making your website look pretty.
Right, because a flashy website that doesn't explain what your software actually does, that's useless.
Totally. It's like a beautifully wrapped present with nothing inside.
Exactly.
Reach Marketing, they're big on using things like interactive content.
Okay, I like that.
Like, imagine quizzes or calculators on your website that engage visitors, give them something of value.
Right.
But at the same time, subtly position your sauce as the solution to their problems.
I like it.
Or how about using data to personalize landing pages?
Okay.
So what a visitor sees is tailored to their specific industry, their needs.
Ooh, that's smart.
It feels way less like a generic sales pitch and more like,
We get you. We understand your problems.
exactly, we're here to help. Okay, now another big one, content marketing. And I know what you're thinking.
Doesn't everyone and their mother have a blog these days?
You're telling me. But Reach Marketing really stresses quality over quantity, especially in the B2B SaaS world.
Makes sense. You can't just churn out fluff pieces.
Exactly. They gave this great example, this cybersecurity SaaS company.
Yep.
They created a series of really in-depth white papers on emerging threats,
Interesting.
established themselves as experts, thought leaders, and it
Nice.
led to a significant increase in qualified leads.
Because they were providing real value, not just trying to sell something.
Exactly. They were solving problems, giving information people actually needed.
Okay, so we've got website optimization, content marketing.
What about social media?
Yeah, social media. Because it's kind of unavoidable these days.
It's a beast, but it can be a powerful one.
But does it actually work for lead generation? I feel like it's more for brand awareness, you know, just getting your name out there.
It can be, but reach marketing argues that it absolutely can translate to leads.
Okay.
It's about strategy.
It's not just posting whatever pops into your head.
No, not at all. It's about being strategic.
Right.
It's about finding out where your ideal customer hangs out online.
So, like, not just blasting it out on every platform.
Right. Like, is it LinkedIn?
Mm.
Is it specific industry forums or maybe even certain subreddits?
Niche communities.
Yeah. And then you tailor your content accordingly. You speak their language, address their specific pain points.
So it's about going where your audience already is.
Exactly. Meet them where they are.
Instead of waiting for them to stumble upon you.
Exactly. Okay. So, because you sound a little skeptical.
I just need some convincing, some real world examples.
Okay, fair enough. They actually worked with Delta Dental on a campaign.
And they used really targeted ads along with organic content, and they were able to increase their reach by a massive amount, like 225,000 people.
Wow. Okay, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot, right. And it wasn't just about vanity metrics. It directly led to qualified leads for their sales team.
So the results were real.
Real results, measurable impact.
Okay, so we're talking website optimization, content marketing, social media.
Yeah.
All super important.
All very important.
But realistically,
yeah,
managing all of that sounds incredibly time consuming.
It can be. It can definitely be a lot to handle.
Even with a team, that's a lot to juggle.
Absolutely. And I think that's something a lot of businesses struggle with.
Because you only have so many hours in the day.
Exactly. And you don't want to be so bogged down in the day to day that you lose sight of the bigger picture, the strategy.
Or you can't get lost in the weeds.
Right. You've got to work smarter, not harder.
So what's the solution? How do you manage all of these different elements of SaaS lead generation without burning out?
Well, that's where automation comes in.
Okay. Automation. Tell me more.
It's not about replacing humans entirely.
Right.
It's about using technology to streamline those repetitive tasks.
Makes sense.
So you can focus on the things that really require a human touch, the strategy, the big decisions.
Okay. So automation, I'm intrigued, but I've dabbled with some automation tools in the past, and frankly, it was more of a headache than a help.
Oh, I totally get it. It can be a double-edged sword.
You end up spending more time wrestling with the software,
yeah,
than actually getting things done.
Yeah, it's supposed to make your life easier, not harder.
Exactly.
Yeah?
So how do you find the right automation tools? How do you avoid those pitfalls? What does Reach Marketing recommend?
They're big on finding the right fit for your needs and budget, which seems obvious, but it's easy to get caught up in the hype.
Right, because there are so many options out there, it's overwhelming.
Exactly. They've got experience with all the major players like HubSpot, Marketo, Pardo, you name it.
Okay, so they've seen it all. They know what works.
They've been there, done that.
So HubSpot, Marketo, Pardo, just name a few.
Just to give you a taste, yeah. So HubSpot, for example, they're known for being really user-friendly, which is great for businesses that are new to automation.
They make it easy to dip your toes in.
Exactly. You don't need a degree in computer science to figure it out.
I appreciate that.
Whereas Marketo, that's a bit more of a powerhouse.
Okay.
It's got all the bells and whistles, ideal for larger teams, more complex campaigns.
So you graduate to Marketo once you've mastered the basics.
Kind of, yeah. But it really depends on your needs, right? Some businesses might need that complexity from day one.
True.
And then Pardo, that one's really interesting because it's heavily geared towards B2B marketing.
Oh, okay.
And it integrates seamlessly with Salesforce, which is a huge plus if you're already using that.
So if you're already in the Salesforce ecosystem.
Exactly. It just makes sense.
It's a no-brainer.
Right. It's a natural fit.
Okay. So you've got HubSpot for the beginners, Marketo for the pros.
And Pardo for the Salesforce fans.
Yeah, you got it. But Reach Marketing, they really emphasize that there's no magic bullet.
Right. It's not one size fits all.
Exactly. You really have to understand your own unique needs, your budget, your goals.
Do your homework.
Exactly. And then evaluate different platforms based on those criteria.
It's like choosing the right hiking boots. You wouldn't wear flip-flops to climb Everest.
Perfect analogy.
Yeah.
You need the right gear for the job.
Exactly. Okay. So let's say you've done your research, you've chosen your platform, you're ready to automate.
You're ready to go.
What are some of the key benefits that Reach Marketing highlights? What can you expect to see?
Well, one of the biggest ones is consistency.
Okay, tell me more about that.
With automation, you can make sure your leads are getting regular targeted communication.
without you having to manually send every single email or schedule every social media post.
So you're not chained to your computer 24/7.
Exactly. It frees up so much of your time.
I like the sound of that.
And this is crucial for nurturing those relationships over time.
Because it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly. You've got to stay top of mind, but in a way that feels natural, not spammy.
Right, because in the sauce world, it's all about building that trust, demonstrating value over the long haul.
Absolutely, it's a long game.
It's not about that quick sale. It's about building a lasting relationship.
You got it. And that's where automation can be a real game changer.
Okay, I'm listening.
Because it allows for greater personalization, even at scale.
Oh, that's interesting, because I feel like people often associate automation with being impersonal. You know?
Right, like you're just sending out mass emails that say, dear name.
Exactly.
But it doesn't have to be that way.
Okay, so how do you make it personal?
Well, with automation, you can use data to personalize those emails, even if you're sending out thousands of them.
So each email feels like it was written just for that person.
Exactly. You can tailor the content based on their interests, their behavior, their stage in the buyer's journey.
That's impressive.
It's all about using technology to make your communication more human, more relevant.
So you're not sacrificing that personal touch. You're actually enhancing it.
Precisely. That's the beauty of automation when it's done right.
I like it. I like it a lot.
It's about working smarter, not harder.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about the importance of lead generation, the need for good data and smart targeting, the different stages of the lead generation funnel.
We talked about website optimization, content marketing, social media, even automation.
Woo, it's a lot to take in.
It is, but it's all interconnected.
It's all part of the bigger picture.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive into SaaS lead generation, what are some key takeaways you hope our listeners are walking away with today?
Well, first and foremost,
lead generation, it's the lifeblood of any successful SaaS company.
It's the engine that drives growth.
Exactly. But it's not enough to just know you need it. You need a solid strategy.
You can't just wing it.
No, you need a plan. And that's where Reach Marketing provides a really valuable framework.
They give you the tools to succeed.
Exactly. They lay out the common challenges and how to overcome them.
They've got the experience. They've seen what works.
They have a wealth of knowledge.
So from website optimization to content marketing, from social media to automation.
It's all connected.
Reach Marketing gives you the insights you need to make lead generation work for your SaaS business.
It's about taking those insights and turning them into action.
Because knowledge is power, but only if you use it.
Exactly. Don't let this information just sit there gathering dust.
Put it into practice.
Experiment. See what works for your business.
And if you're looking for more guidance, where can people go?
Well, Reach Marketing's website is a gold mine of information.
They've got resources, case studies.
And a blog.
Full of actionable tips.
Definitely worth checking out.
And as always, we love hearing from you, our listeners.
Absolutely.
What are your biggest lead generation wins or challenges?
What's working for you?
Share your stories with us. You might even inspire our next deep dive.
We're all in this together.
Exactly. So keep those stories coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The lead generation funnel. It sounds a little buzzwordy, but I'm guessing it's more than just jargon.
Yeah, it's easy to get lost in the lingo, but it's actually a pretty simple concept.
Okay, break it down for me.
Basically, imagine a funnel, right? At the top, you've got all these potential customers, and each stage of the funnel represents a step in their journey towards becoming a paying subscriber.
So from first becoming aware of your SaaS product all the way to actually signing up.
Exactly. And Reach Marketing's point is that you need different strategies for each stage of that journey.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's not about finding this one magic bullet that works for everyone at every stage.
Right, you got to meet people where they're at, tailor your approach to their specific needs and where they are in the funnel.
Makes sense. So what are some of those stage-specific approaches Reach Marketing highlights?
They've actually got this whole rundown of 78 different strategies.
78. Wow, that's a lot to digest.
It is. Yeah, obviously we don't have time to go through all of them today.
Right. We'd be here all week.
Exactly. But let's focus on a few that really jumped out at me, especially for SaaS companies.
Okay. Yeah, let's hear them.
One they really emphasize is website optimization, which I know.
Sounds basic.
It sounds kind of basic, right? They're not just talking about having a pretty website.
Because we've all seen those, right? Beautifully designed, but impossible to figure out what they actually do.
Exactly. It's like a beautifully wrapped present with nothing inside.
You nailed it.
Reach Marketing is really big on using things like interactive content.
Oh, interesting. Like what Give me some examples.
So think quizzes or calculators on your website, things that engage visitors and provide them with something of value while subtly positioning your sauce as the solution.
Okay, so it's not just about being flashy, it's about being helpful, providing value right from the start.
Exactly. You want to establish yourself as a trusted resource, not just another company trying to sell them something.
Makes sense. And it sounds like a good way to capture leads, too. Like if someone's taking the time to fill out a quiz or use a calculator on your site, they're probably at least somewhat interested in what you have to offer.
Exactly. You're already starting to build that relationship, that trust.
Okay, so we've got website optimization. What else?
Another big one is content marketing.
Okay, content marketing. I feel like everyone and their dog has a blog these days.
True. But reach marketing emphasizes quality over quantity, especially in the B2B SaaS world.
Because nobody wants to read a bunch of fluff pieces.
Exactly. They gave this great example, this cybersecurity SaaS company. They created a series of really in-depth white papers on emerging threats.
Ooh, smart.
Yeah, and it worked wonders for them. They established themselves as experts, thought leaders in the industry.
And I'm guessing it generated some leads too.
Oh, absolutely. It led to a significant increase in qualified leads because they were providing real value, giving people information they couldn't find anywhere else.
Okay, so we've got website optimization, content that delivers real value.
What about social media?
Yeah, social media.
Big one, right?
It's unavoidable these days, but I have mixed feelings about it.
How so?
I mean, it's great for brand awareness, getting your name out there, but does it actually translate to leads?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And Reach Marketing says absolutely, but it's all about strategy.
It can't just be random acts of posting.
No, not at all. It's about being very deliberate, knowing your audience, and meeting them where they are.
So, like, not just blasting your message out on every platform.
Exactly. It's about figuring out where your ideal customer hangs out online. Is it LinkedIn? Specific industry forums. Maybe even niche subreddits.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, find those online communities where your target audience is already active.
Exactly. And then you tailor your content accordingly. You speak their language, address their specific pain points.
So it's about going where your audience already is instead of expecting them to come find you.
You got it. And then you got some great examples of companies that are doing this really well.
Oh, I love a good case study. Give me an example.
They worked with Delta Dental on a campaign, and they used a combination of targeted ads and organic content.
Okay, so a two-pronged approach?
Right. And they were able to increase their reach by a massive 225,000 people.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot of people.
It's huge. But more importantly, it directly translated to qualified leads for their sales team.
So the results were real.
Real results, measurable impact.
Okay, so we're talking website optimization, content marketing, social media, all incredibly important for SaaS lead generation.
Absolutely, they all play a crucial role.
But realistically, managing all of that sounds incredibly time-consuming, even with a team. It's a lot to juggle.
You're telling me it's a lot to keep track of, and that's where automation comes in.
I mean, there are only so many hours in a day.
Tell me about it. It's a lot to handle. That's actually a perfect segue into what Reach Marketing says next.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah, they're big proponents of automation.
Okay, automation, I'm listening.
It's not about replacing humans entirely, though.
Right, because you still need that human touch.
Exactly. It's about using technology to streamline things, you know.
Okay, so instead of doing everything manually.
Right, you automate those repetitive tasks, the things that take up a lot of time, but don't necessarily require a human brain.
And that frees you up to focus on, what, the bigger picture?
Exactly. Strategy, creative thinking, those higher level decisions.
Makes sense. Because you don't want to get so bogged down in the day to day that you lose sight of the overall goal.
Exactly. You'll burn out that way. Automation helps you work smarter, not harder.
I like the sound of that. Working smarter, not harder.
Right. Who doesn't want that?
Okay, so automation, I'm intrigued, but I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I've tried a few automation tools in the past, and honestly, it was kind of a nightmare.
Oh, I've been there. It can definitely be a double-edged sword.
You end up spending more time trying to figure out the software than actually getting things done.
Exactly. It's supposed to make your life easier, not more complicated.
Right. So how do you avoid those pitfalls? How do you find the right automation tools?
Well, Reach Marketing really emphasizes the importance of finding the right fit for your specific needs and your budget.
Okay, that makes sense, but easier said than done, right?
It can be. Yeah, there are a ton of options out there.
It's overwhelming.
Totally. But they've got experience with all the major players. HubSpot, Marketo, Pardot, you name it.
They've seen it all.
They've been there, done that. So they have a good sense of what works for different businesses.
Okay, so HubSpot, Marketo, Pardot, just to name a few.
Just a few of the big names, yeah.
Yeah.
HubSpot, for example, they're known for being very user-friendly, which is great for businesses that are new to automation.
It's like the entry-level automation platform.
Exactly. You don't need a degree in computer science to figure it out.
I appreciate that.
Whereas Marketo, that's a bit more, I'd say, robust.
Okay, so it's got more bells and whistles.
You've got all the bells and whistles. Yeah,
Yeah.
ideal for larger teams, more complex campaigns.
So you graduate to Marketo once you've outgrown HubSpot, is that what you're saying?
It can be like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But again, it really depends on your specific needs, right?
Right, because some businesses might need those advanced features from day one.
Exactly.
Okay, what about Pardot? How does that one fit in?
Pardot is interesting. It's very heavily geared towards B2B marketing.
Okay.
And it integrates really seamlessly with Salesforce.
Oh, so if you're already using
It's
Salesforce,
a no-brainer.
it just makes sense to keep everything in one place.
Exactly. But no matter which platform you're considering,
Yeah.
Reach Marketing, they really emphasize that there's no one-size-fits-all solution.
Right, it's not like a magic bullet.
No, you really have to do your research, understand your own unique needs and your budget and your goals.
So, like we were saying before, it's about choosing the right tool for the job.
Exactly. Don't just go with what everyone else is using or what's trendy at the moment.
Right, it's got to be the right fit for you.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you've done your research, you've chosen your automation platform.
You ready to dive in?
What can you expect? What are some of the key benefits that Reach Marketing highlights?
Well, one of the biggest ones is consistency.
Okay, tell me more about that.
With automation, you can make sure that your leads are getting regular targeted communication
Okay.
without you having to manually hit send on every single email or schedule every social media post.
So you're not chained to your computer 24/7.
Exactly. It frees up a ton of your time and mental energy.
That's huge because burnout is real.
Oh, absolutely. And in the SaaS world, it's a long game, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about nurturing those relationships over time.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, like we were saying.
Exactly. You've got to stay top of mind, but in a way that feels natural, not spammy.
Right. You don't want to bombard people with irrelevant messages.
No, you want to be providing value, staying relevant, and automation can help you do that.
Okay, so we're talking about saving time, staying top of mind. What else?
Well, here's the thing about automation that a lot of people don't realize.
What's that?
It can actually make your communication more personalized.
Really? Because I feel like a lot of people associate automation with being impersonal.
I know, right? You think of those mass emails that are like, dear name, totally generic.
Exactly.
But it doesn't have to be that way.
Okay, so how do you make automation personal?
By using data. With automation, you can actually use data to personalize your emails, even if you're sending them out to thousands of people.
So each person feels like you're speaking directly to them.
Exactly. You can tailor the content based on their interests, their behavior, where they are in the buyer's journey.
That's really impressive.
It's all about using technology to make your communication more human, more relevant.
So you're not sacrificing that personal touch, you're actually enhancing it through automation.
Precisely. That's the power of it when it's done right.
I like it. So, to wrap things up here, we've covered a lot of ground today. We talked about the importance of lead generation for SaaS companies.
The need for good data, smart targeting.
We talked about the different stages of the lead generation funnel, the importance of website optimization.
Content marketing, social media, and of course, automation.
It's a lot to take in.
It is, but it's all connected. It all works together.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into SaaS lead generation, what are some key takeaways you hope our listeners are walking away with today?
Well, first and foremost, lead generation is crucial for any SaaS company that wants to thrive, not just survive.
It's the lifeblood of your business, like you said.
Exactly, but it's not enough to just know you need it. You need a solid strategy.
Right, you can't just wing it and hope for the best.
Exactly. You need a plan, and Reach Marketing provides a really valuable framework for creating that plan.
They've got the experience, they've seen what works, they're able to guide you through the process.
Absolutely. From identifying your target audience to choosing the right marketing channels to measuring your results.
And they emphasize the importance of constantly testing and refining your approach.
Because what works today might not work tomorrow.
Exactly. So you have to be adaptable, you have to be willing to experiment.
And that's how you find what works best for your business.
Absolutely. So if you're feeling overwhelmed by the world of SaaS lead generation,
Which is totally understandable. It's a lot.
don't worry, you're not alone. Reach Marketing is a great resource to have in your corner.
They've got your back.
They do, and they've got a ton of great information on their website, case studies, blog posts, all sorts of goodies.
definitely worth checking out.
It is. And as always, we want to hear from you, our listeners.
What are your biggest lead generation challenges? What's working for you?
Share your stories with us, because you never know. You might just inspire our next deep dive.
We're all in this together. Let's learn from each other.
Exactly. So keep those stories coming, and thanks for joining us for this deep dive into SaaS lead generation. Until next time.